Hi, Hilmar. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I have a question regarding C-peptide and relationship to insulin, fasting insulin. And I did a C-peptide test with the fasting 14 hours, and I guess the it was also, so it was a fasting for the C-peptide and fasting for the insulin.
Yes, sir.
Fasting insulin,
sir.
As well. And the C-peptide results came back at 1.7 in a range from between 1.1 and 4.4.
Mm-hmm.
And then insulin, the fasting insulin came back at 3.7. And that the top of that range is like 24, I believe.
Yeah, but what's the bottom of the range, sir?
The bottom was 2.6, I believe it was.
Yeah, so that's low normal, and your C-peptide, which is, just for those who haven't studied up on all this, is the other half of the insulin molecule, so it tells you how much insulin your own body is making. That was at the lower end of the range, too, wasn't it?
Well, okay, no, let me correct this. Okay, the insulin, the insulin was 3.4, and the low was 2.6, and the high was 24.9. So they both
right.
At the lower end of the range.
Well, sir, I'd be a little concerned that you might be in the future, not right now, but in the future, easing into type 1 diabetes, which some of us can do when we're well into adulthood. There is a more definitive test that will tell you for sure whether that's happening or not. But since the insulin and the other half of the insulin molecule, which is called C-peptide, are both in the low end of their range, I'd consider working with a doctor who knows what they're doing on this. The test that will tell you for certain whether you're going in that direction or not is called the Kraft prediabetes test, and actually it'll tell you about prediabetes for type 2 or type 1 if you've got the tendency toward either one of them. You can read about that on the website for Meridian Valley Lab. There'll be somewhere to click to read about Kraft prediabetes test. And since most people are pre-type 2, they discuss that mostly, but a doctor who knows what they're doing with that test can also spot pre-type 1 diabetes. And were you suspecting this? Is that why you got those tests done?
Well, I was suspecting. I was wanting to get to the bottom of it because at the same time, my fasting glucose was on the high end.
There you go.
And
yes, sir. I'd get in to see a doctor about this who knows what they're doing with the Kraft prediabetes test.
So what do you do about this? What do you call those little beta cells? Is that what it is?
That's you're right. You've been studying. Good for you.
So what do you do to increase beta cell production?
There's a whole bunch of things, sir, so I'm not going to list them all, but the two basic ones I've used with folks, including an engineer who absolutely insisted on proving that it helped him, and he proved it all right. Two basic ones are niacinamide, and it has to be a pretty big dose. It's either a gram three times a day, this is what this engineer used, or you can get it in a 1,500 milligram time release and use that twice a day. And the other one, where the research dates back to the early 1990s, happens to have this strange name. It's called Gymnema, G-Y-M-N-E-A. And those two things, in the case of this engineer, brought his islet cells back. He proved it by doing two Kraft tests, one before and one about 9 months later. Now, there are a number of other things that have since been found to help the pancreatic islet cells. I'm just going to list them for you. They happen to be oxytocin, melatonin, and taurine, and those are only three.
I'm taking significant amounts of melatonin already, and I'm also taking taurine, a couple of thousand milligrams a day.
Good for you. Now, I'd consider, again, getting the Kraft prediabetes test, seeing where the heck you are. That way, you can decide how many pills you're willing to swallow to get rid of it if it's bad, and then maybe you won't have to swallow some but much if it's not so
bad. So you said
bad.
It was, the first two things you mentioned was?
Gymnema, G-Y-M-N-E-M-A, and niacinamide.
Niacinamide, okay. I'm taking I'm taking 1,500 milligrams of niacinamide a day now. Should I take more? You're saying I should take 3 grams a day?
Yes, sir, unless you get nauseated. That's what it takes to do the job.
Okay, well, I think I'm gonna try the niacinamide and Gymnema approach and add it, because I'm basically doing the other stuff and see if that
if that
helps any. So, okay, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. And if you need any help with this, all the doctors at Toma Clinic know what they're doing in this area.
I've already seen Dr. Gaston, so I will talk to him about it.
Okay, go for it. Bye.
Yep. Thank you.